Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me, having a great visit with our good friend Bill Dunkelberg. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. We're talking about the Small Business Index of Small Business Optimism Index that Bill has been conducting now for almost 40 years, and we're reporting on the last month's survey that he conducted with thousands of small business owners. Bill, sales continues to be the number one challenge for small businesses, isn't it?
It does indeed. We, you know, when we got our third quarter GDP numbers, consumer spending was just so-so, but most of what we got in consumer spending gains was for durable goods, in particular cars. But we look at the service sector, you know, even though GDP was up 2%, service spending, which is 70% of what consumers do, was only up 0.8%. And that's, you know, that's the small business sector. Small businesses dominate the service sector, and consumers just aren't spending there. So that's that remains very weak. And it shows up in our numbers. We had 15 percentage points more owners say sales were headed down quarter on quarter than said they were headed up. That's a bad number. That's
and
a
yet,
bad trend.
Profit seemed to go up, tick up just a little bit.
Well, just a teeny bit, but only a point. So you know, I don't.
But that tells you that tells you small business owners have figured out what their costs are, doesn't it? Though.
Yeah.
If sales aren't great and profits hanging in there, that tells you that they know how many people to hire and how
how much gas to burn. You have to manage it closely, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so negative 15% net saying sales were positive, but you had minus 26% saying the earnings trends were positive. So not a pretty picture.
Are you seeing,
and that's how we grow ourselves. That's our source of capital is earnings.
Are you seeing the credit market tightening a little bit?
No, there's really no complaint really about the credit markets. We asked about credit needs being met over the past 3 months, and we had 28% who said all my credit needs were met. We had 8% or maybe 7 or 8% who said no, they weren't. And everybody else said, who wants a loan? So you got 64% of the owners saying, I have no need for a loan because there's nothing I can do with the money that will give me a good chance of earning enough money back so I can pay the loan back. So everybody's sitting tight.
They're being very prudent and deleveraging all the while, aren't they?
Oh, they are. You know, that's a smart thing to do.
Absolutely. Well, that's the reason what I've said, Bill, is that if you're a small business owner, the reason why the next few years could be good for you is because this is not a good time to start a small business. There are a lot of things that are not good for you for startups. And I believe the people who are in business already are going to be able to be okay going forward because I don't think they're going to have as much competition as we would typically have in a recovery. What do you think?
Right. Well, the numbers that we can get on the so-called births and deaths would agree with that. Of course, we lost far more firms in the last 3 or 4 years than we had started.
Right.
So we had a net reduction in the number of small businesses out there that was quite substantial, and it's only coming back very, very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, if you look at the outlook for these small business owners, you know, very few of them see the economy doing well. 14% think the economy will be better in 6 months, but 19% think it'll be worse. That's a very negative position.
Mm-hmm.
And even more interesting this time was an all-time record high, 23% of the owners said, I haven't a clue whether it's going to be worse or better. I have no idea what's going on. And that measure was 8 points higher than the all-time record standing, which was 15% way back in Carter's time and once in Nixon's time. So we were 8 points higher than that. That tells you that, you know, when people are so uncertain about the future, they're not going to, you know, spend any money on anything.
Well, our survey, we polled our audience last week specifically, what do you think of the prospects of your business under a second term for President Obama? And only 14% said it'll be good. 16% said it's too soon to tell. 70%, fully 70% said this will not be good for my small business.
Yeah, well, I think that's probably the view of most small business owners.
Yeah.
It's not going to be good.
And I'll tell you something, Bill. I'm really hoping that we're all wrong about this. And I do believe that unless we go into a depression or something caused by Europe or an Iranian war, Israeli war or something, I do believe that small businesses that are in business right now have figured out what it takes to stay in business, and I think they'll be okay. What do you think?
Yeah, they will. We'll grow. It just won't be fast enough to take care of the unemployment problem.
Smallbiz.org. Smallbus.org is your website, right?
That's it.
And NFIB.com. Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. And we'll look forward to next month.
All right, Jim. Take care.
Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of my favorite folks. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.